This is a health warning from Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and we'll deliver it for free. 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans all across the globe. Welcome in. We are the hottest sports variety program. He is Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Get at us. Let's talk about the week that was, the weekend that is. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. You can always check out the website, too. DorfOnSportsRadio.com. All right, so we had the NFL kickoff on Thursday. Seattle and Green Bay go at it. Obviously, a full docket of games on Sunday, which is where we come to you live each and every Sunday, 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Obviously, a great day in college football on Saturday. Not many surprises on the top anyway. And then NBA basketball, NHL hockey, those are both going on. Celtics are struggling a little bit, Mike Wilson. I mean, haven't been able to find their groove yet. A little bit of soul searching. Is it that time already for the Boston Celtics?
You know what? It could be. I still think they're trying to figure out what role everybody's going to play, and I think they're being some players are being a little too. Shall we say, they're looking out for others and not themselves. I mean, I need some more scoring out of a bunch of guys. But, it's still early, so we'll see how it turns out.
I feel you. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. We're just getting warmed up. Keep at us. Keep listening. Keep it close. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Looking for the next great crowdfunding opportunity? Check out PondHop, the rewards marketing engagement program for small to medium-sized businesses. Currently funding on Kickstarter, this is a great chance to get in at the start of an innovative way to use social media to grow your business. Co-founded by one of Facebook's founding engineers, PondHop uses a unique point system to give business owners a fun way to reward their loyal clients and customers. To learn more and to make a pledge, head to Kickstarter and search for PondHop, revolutionizing rewards for consumers and businesses. PondHop.
Watching the game? Think you know what's going to happen next? Well, it's about time you got paid for being right. Introducing WinView, the number one live TV sports prediction platform. Answer props during the game while competing against your friends and other fans, and you can win cash. Head to predictsports.tv to start playing now. And check out the weekly $10,000 Monday Night Football main event. That's predictsports.tv. Watch, predict, win. At predictsports.tv.
Attention business owners. Now is the perfect time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. We can give you packages with up to 90 great channels and save your business a ton of cash. And if you call right now, you can learn how to get free equipment and free installation. Now you have choices. It's time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. And call today and get 90 channels plus free equipment and free installation. Smart business owners like you all across the country are consolidating and saving money on their cable TV, internet, and phone service for their business. So now's the perfect time. This may be a limited time offer to the first 100 people that call right now. So please save money and call now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113. It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody. Mike Wilson alongside me, Andy Dorf. It is another Dorf on Sports weekend edition. You can always join the conversation, 1-800-878-7529. You can always hit us up and follow us on Twitter. For Mike, Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Check out the website as well. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. All right, so at this time, we always hook up with our good friend, John Poulter, our professor of sports. We talk either hockey and baseball or a combination of the two, or maybe just one or the other. Good morning, John. How are you? Obviously, I'm Andy. He's Mike Wilson. What's going on?
Yeah, good morning, Andy. Yeah, good morning, Mike. Doing very well, thanks. How about the two of you?
Can't complain. It's starting to cool down here a little bit in the Valley of the Sun, but our cool is obviously not like most of the country's cool. So not complaining too much, to be quite honest with you, because the days are still pretty nice and able to get out there and enjoy the beauty and the weather here in Arizona quite often. But speaking of that, it hasn't been as beautiful for the Arizona Coyotes with the start of the season. However, with that being said, if I'm not mistaken, up until last night, they were maybe seven straight games where they had gotten at least a point. Doesn't seem to be making much of a difference as far as the standings go, but are you seeing anything that could have the Arizona Coyotes in the right direction for this season, at least with what you've seen in the recent past? Like I said, I think before last night, they had seven straight games where they had at least a point.
Yeah, I think the seven straight, I haven't checked it carefully, but excuse me, that sort of rings true to my recollections as well, Andy. It's a very much improved team. I mean, we've talked about this a couple of times in the fact that, you know, this is a long process for this team. And, excuse me, it's been a lot longer process than I think any of us would have wanted or expected, certainly from the wanted standpoint from the Coyotes management and ownership. We all know what a tough sell hockey is in the desert. But long term, I think they're going about this the right way. They're not a team that can go out and spend a lot of money. They've got to build from within. I think they're doing it the right way. The problem is there's a lot of good teams in that Western Conference. And, you know, there's a lot of good teams in the NHL, but not just the Western Conference. But on top of the strength of the Western Conference, there's also been some surprise teams this year out west, and I'm thinking specifically the Minnesota Wild, the Calgary Flames, the Vancouver Canucks here. We've had some disappointments, Anaheim and L.A. being the two major ones, but, you know, we've got some really strong teams in that Western Conference. So, you know, it's a question of how quickly do you take these steps, and, you know, can you take these steps quick enough before your window runs out with your core star players? And I think that's the big challenge that the Coyotes will have going forward. But certainly with Rick Tocchet behind the bench, tremendous hire, I think we're starting to see some results there from his patience, his teaching skills, his communication skills. So I think long term it looks pretty good. Let's just hope they can keep enough butts in the seats to keep them in the Phoenix area for the long term.
Yeah, that's always a problem. Go ahead, Mike.
No, I was just going to say, you know, you take a look at the Coyotes and the process there, and then you take a look at the Metropolitan Division, and you got Pittsburgh sitting at 7-8. I mean, what's going on with Pittsburgh? We're so used to Pittsburgh being so good and winning cups and that whole thing. What's been their issue in the early part of the season?
I'm not sure. You know, it's been kind of an upside down year in that Metropolitan Division. I mean, Columbus is leading the division now, which is probably not surprising, but we're seeing Washington fairly well down in that division. Pittsburgh, as you mentioned, at the bottom of the league, although, quite frankly, they've only played 18 games, and a lot of teams have played 20 games. Vancouver in the West has even played 22 games. So it's a little bit hard to measure when you've got that much of a discrepancy between games played. But when I look at that Metropolitan Division, you've got the Islanders that are playing a lot better than most of us thought. You've got the Rangers playing a lot better than most of us thought. Somebody's got, when two teams like that move up, somebody's got to move down. Washington and Pittsburgh at this point being the two teams that have moved down in the standings from where we would expect. But again, at the end of the day, we're only about 25% of the way through the season. Runoff 8 out of 10 or, you know, 12 out of 15 or something along those lines, and all of a sudden this thing could look totally different. One of the big issues I think Pittsburgh has in the near term is the fact that Sidney Crosby is hurt. I don't know how long he's going to be out, but certainly a couple of games. You take away the best player in the world from any team, and you're going to see some negative results on the field or on the court or on the ice in this case.
Absolutely, 100% true. That's the voice of John Poulter, our professor of sports, joining us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through. Obviously, give us a call if you'd love to jump in, 1-800-878-7529. So, John, you said they're only about 25% of the way through, and you're not worrying too much at this point, but when do you say, well, this is your record, and this is who you are, and not who we thought you might be?
Well, I guess a lot of it depends on how healthy a team is, Andy, and the strength of the schedule. You know, I, as an example, I look at the Toronto Maple Leafs doing extremely well right now. They're only 5-5 at home in a very strong hockey market. They're 9-1 on the road. Those are kind of the opposite numbers that you would expect, and I think these things kind of even out over time. And you also look at the Leafs, again, as an example, because I follow them very closely living in the city. They've only played four games within their division at this point. So four games out of 20, we all know how those division games for all teams become ultra important by the end of the season. So it's very hard to picture where these teams are going to be based on what we have seen so far. The Blackhawks have had a long road trip. The Leafs have had a long West Coast road trip. Several other teams find themselves in the same spot. I generally think that somewhere between 25 and 30 games is where we see the real thing. And obviously, we're getting there. Within the next couple of weeks, most teams are going to be in that 25 to 30-game spell. And certainly by the turn of the year, where we're approximately halfway through the schedule, we're really going to know who's good, who's bad, and who's not so good and who's not so bad. So I think at the end of the day, we're a little bit away from that, but certainly, if I were some of these teams, I would start to be getting a little concerned, not necessarily because of the lack of point production and therefore in the standings, but the mere fact that conference playoffs are based on the conference as opposed to the division primarily. So you got a 16-team conference, a 15-team conference. You're the Pittsburgh Penguins. You find yourself at the bottom of the conference. That's a ton of teams to climb over, and you've got to start winning and winning consistently. So I'm not saying we're in a critical spot yet, but we're certainly getting awfully close to it becoming extremely important.
Yeah, that's the voice of John Poulter, a professor of sports, joining us here. Hey, final question for you, John, today, and thank you for really appreciate you taking time out with us. So who do you think, at least right now, who do you think will be in the Stanley Cup Finals?
Well, if I look at today's standings, Tampa Bay and Nashville are the respective leaders in the conferences. And if we looked at this in September, early October, those would have been two of the favorites. So as we're looking at what I've seen so far and what I expected, those are two teams that are playing on the same levels as I expected they would. If I was to put some money on it today, I would say Tampa Bay and Nashville would probably be my fairly safe picks. But who knows? A lot of hockey to be played, and we're always a couple of injuries away from somebody's season turning upside down.
What about the Minnesota Wild? I mean, I talked to you a little bit about them last week, and I said, look, I think that this is a team that, you know, is pretty solid. They're right there, only 3 points behind the Nashville Predators.
They've been a surprise. I kind of thought they were in a rebuilding mode when they started to make changes in the front office and looked at some of the contracts they had and some of the contracts they were trying to trade, and a couple of them were essentially untradeable. They had a lot of money tied up in a couple of players in Parise and Suda. I'm not so sure they're there for the long haul. I think they'll do a heck of a lot better than they did last year, but I'm not so sure that I see them in the same class as Nashville. A class as Nashville, 3 points behind, as you mentioned, after 20 games. I can see the Wild making the playoffs, but I'm not so sure that they're really a second-place team in that very, very strong Central Division, Andy.
Well, nobody would have thought the Vegas Knights would have done what they did last season, so I guess
that's
why they play the games in general. But I know we're up against it, John. Appreciate your time, as always, my friend. We'll catch up with you next week.
Yep, my pleasure, guys. As always, take care. We'll chat next week.
John Poulter, our professor of sports, breaking down the NHL. We talk baseball, we talk NHL hockey with him. So keep it close, everybody. On the other side, we're going to get into some college football, basketball, maybe some NBA. So we'll kind of go through all of the gamut. And then, obviously, hour number two is all about the NFL. Keep it close. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252, 800-296-1252, 800-296-1252, that's 800-296-1252.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back, everybody. Mike Wilson alongside me, Andy Dorf. It is another Dorf on Sports weekend edition. Get at us, 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up, follow us on Twitter for Mike, Pigskin Opinion for me. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Check out the website, dorfonsportsradio.com. Just finished with our professor of sports, none other than John Poulter. Talking NHL hockey with him, at least at this point. Again, we talk either hockey and baseball or hockey or baseball with him, so always check him out. Usually right in that first segment after we get going, you can catch him at 8:12 Pacific Standard Time pretty much regularly on Sundays with us. So if you are into baseball and hockey and want to get your fix, that's the time to do it. But Mike, we got to shift gears because, as you know, hour number two, we dedicate all to NFL football. So let's get a little college football in right now. And, you know, I didn't see much as far as upsets go on the field on Saturday. You know, you had the Alabama tied up at halftime thing with the Citadel, and then all of a sudden – boom, 27-0 in the third quarter, and yeah. You know, the rest is kind of history. Clemson, you know, maybe a little bit of a scare from Duke early in the game as they're trailing, but they wind up rolling through them, you know, 35-6. Notre Dame, not much of a test from Syracuse, and that was kind of a surprise and maybe even a little bit of a shame because, you know, you're talking about a team that is a top 12 team in the country, and Notre Dame handles them pretty easily, and they play in Yankee Stadium, so it was a neutral site, and you're just hoping and wishing for a better game. Michigan struggled a little bit with Indiana, but then they wound up figuring things out. Georgia puts up a ton of points on UMass, but they should. Oklahoma gives up 40 to Kansas. I look at that and think that that's somewhat of an issue and a problem. LSU obviously rolls over Rice. Washington State puts up 69 on Arizona. Oklahoma State, West Virginia, that might have been the best game of the day. That or the Ohio State-Maryland game. I'm not quite sure which one I think was better, but they both were pretty fantastic. Ohio State pulled it out 52-51 over Maryland. Oklahoma State pulls it out over West Virginia, 45-41. And then UCF, all they do is win. I think that's 23 straight now for them, Mike, if I'm not mistaken, over Cincinnati. So, you know, for the most part, it seemed like college football was pretty standard, pretty status quo. But a couple of things kind of stood out to me. And again, Oklahoma giving up 40 points to Kansas, that can't happen. I'm sorry.
No, it can't, and it is concerning, considering how high, you know, they are with the rankings, and like you said, with UCF, that is 23 in a row for them. But I'm still of the mindset they don't deserve to be in the playoff. I mean, they're not as good as those top four teams. People can say all they want about winning 23 straight. It's great. It's awesome. But strength of schedule does count for something, and it should count for something. And UCF is 119th in strength of schedule. So, you know, while that is a good story, the playoff is not going to concern them too much. I was impressed with Washington State again, putting 69 on the board against Arizona. They are just proving that they are the best team in the Pac-12 North. And let's congratulate Utah football. Utah won the South in the Pac-12, so they will be headed to Santa Clara to represent the South Division in their title game. I was impressed with Notre Dame, dude. They took a number 12 team in the country, and they just shut them down. It was like men against boys in that game. I was a little surprised. Michigan struggled a little bit, like you said, with Indiana. But, I mean, like you said, Dorf, I mean, this was that Saturday where everything kind of stayed to normalcy a little bit. I mean, the SEC kind of took – this is their week that they kind of take off, and they play the Little Sisters of the Poor in the middle of the season. You know, the whole thing with the Citadel and Alabama being tied or, you know, close to it, and then boom, you know, Tua and the Tide just roll from there. So it was pretty normal for me on a Saturday in the middle of November in terms of who wins, who loses. Next week's going to be fun. It's all the rivalry games next week. So, you know, you kind of throw the records out the door a little bit when it comes to the rivalry games and just sit back and enjoy it, man.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just thinking about, obviously, one of those that would be taking place in the Big Ten, and that would be Michigan and Ohio State. You'll have Wisconsin playing Minnesota, you know, the border battle there, who will get the axe. But the Michigan-Ohio State game is obviously a huge one when you think about where both of those teams are. And it would really be fun for Ohio State to knock Michigan out of the playoff contention, and it would be really nice for Michigan to, you know, knock off Ohio State, who is a little bit down this year in general. But at the same time, we know what the rivalry means, and we know what rivalry week means in general with all these teams that play each other. It can make or break your season. Another one would be A-State and Arizona. Obviously, they always play, you know, the day after Thanksgiving, and it's always, you know, a make or break situation. You know, a season ago when Todd Graham wins that game, gets him into the bowl and everything, you know, you're thinking good things and positive things, but lo and behold, you know, it's Herm Edwards that winds up getting the job this season, and he's done a decent job. What would you give? What grade would you give Herm Edwards on his job that he's done with A-State in his first season?
You know, I would give him a C+, B- in his first year. I mean, it's, you take a look at the record, and it's not too far off from what Graham was doing. Yep. You know, you're kind of hovering right around 500, kind of, you know, trying to get into a bowl game, all that kind of stuff. But I mean, they were in the mix. If they would have beat Oregon yesterday, it would have helped them try and still contend for the Pac-12 South. But with Utah beating Colorado convincingly yesterday, that just kind of took it away from them. But, you know, Herm is doing what he's doing, and I'm not totally on the train yet as opposed to a lot of other people. But we'll see. It all comes down to recruiting, and we all know that Herm is probably pretty good in the living room with parents and players. So we'll have more of an idea of what Herm's doing and how he's doing after, I think, next season in terms of Arizona State. But that game next week, next Saturday, man, down in Tucson, is going to be a fun one. I'll be down there for that one, so it'll be fun.
Yeah, hey, just in general, what are your thoughts on the Pac-12 overall as far as the football family goes here? UCLA a little down, but starting to show some signs of life, right? I mean, I guess your Oregon State Beavers, well, that we don't want to make you upset for the whole day or anything like that. But in general, what are you thinking about Pac-12 football?
It's still, I mean, if you were to take a look at all the Power Five conferences in college football, I would probably put the Pac-12 probably towards the bottom of rankings between all the Power Fives. We've just had some down years. We haven't got to the playoff. We haven't made anybody really worry about us going, oh, God, here comes Washington, or here comes, I mean, this year it's Washington State. I mean, I don't know outside of the Pac-12 if too many people coaches, fans, what have you, you know, really go, oh my God, Washington State's coming. We better watch out. We don't have a fear factor in terms of this conference right now. And it's hard to put your finger on as to why. I think we have some good coaches in here. I think we have some good talent. Maybe it just comes down to winning some big games. Bowl season's almost here, dude. And last year, the Pac-12 just was horrible in the bowl season, going 1-8. So I think if we have a better or more successful bowl season, I think that'll bring the respect factor up. But until we do that, Pac-12 is, like I said, it doesn't have fear factor right now.
Speaking of fear factor, if you fear us or you want to talk about anything going on in the sports world, call us 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter for Mike Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Check out the website too. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. Look, what do you think of Wisconsin? And obviously, it's just something that's near and dear to my heart. Do you think that this is like something that we should maybe start getting used to, or is this an aberration? Should they be a power team and a team that people fear year in and year out? Yes or no? Real quickly, Mike.
I think it's an aberration. I think we've got too used to Wisconsin doing what they've been doing in the past, and I think it's just an aberration.
So you think they'll be back?
I think they'll be back.
All right, good deal. Anyways, we got to take a quick pause for the cause. We're going to do that. We'll come back. We'll talk a little hoops, at least for a little bit, some NBA, maybe some college. Keep it close. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Where do you want to go on a vacation or honeymoon? The Caribbean, Europe, Hawaii, Mexico? How about Disney or a cruise? At Superior Cruise and Travel, we've got you covered. We'll assign you your own travel concierge. They'll help you design a custom vacation plan that you can't find online. And the service is completely free. You can't compare the value of this to any other online travel company. We can help you plan a custom vacation anywhere in the world. We even offer payment plans with no credit card required. Now you pay off your vacation on your time schedule. Call now and mention the promo code RADIO and save up to $500. Book your custom trip. Call Superior Cruise and Travel now and talk to one of the highest rated travel agencies in the country with a 5-star A+ online rating.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back, everybody. Mike Wilson is alongside me, Andy Dorf. It is another Dorf on Sports weekend edition. You can always get at us. Let's talk about the week that was, the weekend that is. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter. Follow us. For Mike, Pigskin Opinion. For me, Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Check out the website, too. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. Can't wait to talk to you about Condoleezza Rice and maybe being interviewed for the Cleveland Browns job. At least the report from Adam Schefter is that. I can't wait to talk to you about that in hour number two. But still want to talk to you a little bit about what's going on in the NBA, or at least what's shaking right now in the NBA. And like I said, your Boston Celtics, a little bit earlier in the program, somewhat struggling at this point, a fifth seed in the Eastern Conference, where people thought that them and the Toronto Raptors would be battling it out neck and neck. At least at this point in time, it's the Milwaukee Bucks and the Toronto Raptors battling it out. And the Indiana Pacers seem to be playing a little bit better as of late. The Sixers playing better now, maybe playing a little bit better since the acquisition of Jimmy Butler, who does pay dividends right away for him. Gets them a buzzer beater, I believe, on Saturday night, getting them a victory, a much-needed victory, too. So, you know what, the Sixers round up the top four, and then, like I said, Boston in the fifth spot, Detroit in the sixth, Orlando in the seventh, and Charlotte in the eighth spot. On the other side, obviously, you have the Golden State Warriors, but they're not really ripping up the league like they used to. Let's be honest, man. Pretty normal record when you're talking about them at 12-5. Portland, Oklahoma City now, after they've been able to rattle off 9 of their last 10, Mike Wilson. The Clippers in the top four, and then the bottom half starts with the Grizzlies, the Nuggets. And now this is an interesting development. The New Orleans Pelicans are up there. And guess who else is up there now? The Houston Rockets. And on the outside looking in, L.A. Lakers, Utah Jazz. And I really think that that's going to be a fun, interesting battle throughout the whole season. And what will happen to Denver? Do they continue to crumble and fall down as they're now in the sixth spot when they were pushing Golden State very early in the season for that number one spot, getting out to a great start for them. If I'm not mistaken, they were 9-1 at a point. So they've been very average over the last 10 games or so. But pretty interesting, at least the beginning here, of what's happening in the NBA, because right now, I don't think the West is that much better than the East right now. And, you know, there was so much talk about how great the West was. I think the East is holding their own right now, Mike.
Oh, the East is certainly holding their own. I've been impressed with Toronto, for sure, and Kawhi mm-hmm. and the return that he's made. I mean, there is no doubt that he is feeling healthy. And when that dude is healthy, you can certainly put him in that top two or three players in the league. Toronto's been impressive. Like I said at the top with my Celtics, I think there's so much talent on that team. They're trying to get everybody's shots, and there's only one basketball, and I don't think there's some guys that haven't figured out the role, and I think Jason Tatum is one of those guys. Hasn't figured out exactly where he sits with this team, with the talent that is assembled. I don't think Jaylen Brown's figured it out yet. I think Jaylen's a little further along in terms of figuring it out than Tatum. But, you know, both those guys are struggling. They're turning the ball over like crazy. And they're not shooting well at all. So, you know, if you don't shoot well and you turn the ball over, well, you're going to have a 9-7 record like they got. But your Bucks, dude, I wrote a couple articles about your Bucks, about Giannis and them being a dark horse to win the East. And right now they're playing well, dude. I mean, they are 6-4 in their last 10. They're 7-1 at home. They have to get a little better on the road, but You know, they're a fun team to watch. You know, anytime you got Giannis and what he can do, that makes it fun. But you and I have talked about how Brook Lopez was going to be a big deal, big pickup for that team, and Brook showing his worth to this team. He's taken some of the double teams off of Giannis because they just can't leave Brook open, because Brook can score if given the chance. So your Bucks are looking tough right now, and you're exactly right with the West kind of being somewhat pedestrian, that they're not all that much better than we see in the East. But who would have thought with the season that Memphis had last year, that right now they would be the fifth best team in the West. So that's kind of a pleasant surprise there. And looky, who is the best team in LA right now? It ain't the Lakers. Those Clips, man. And I'm telling you, somehow Jerry West is going to get he's going to give Kawhi Leonard in the offseason a real big earful of why he should be a Clipper and not a Laker. And if the Clips keep doing what they're doing, they'll be right up there maybe with Kawhi in terms of having a shot at him. So that'll be fun. Denver, I still don't trust Denver. There's just something about them that I'm like, okay, they're 10-6. They're only 5-5 in their last 10 games, but I don't know if they can keep up, doing what they're doing. And then there's our home team here in the Valley, that's just a disaster, dude. You would think they'd be a little bit better than they are, but I don't know. I mean, what's your explanation with the Suns besides them just sucking?
Wow, man, you brought up so many things that I'll try to go at a couple of them. And if you want me to start with the Suns, it's an easy one, man. Youth, they're very young. I know they tried to do some things with bringing a couple of players in here like Jamal Crawford and Trevor Ariza, but Jamal Crawford's been around for 20 years, for crying out loud. He's in his 19th season. It's like you can't expect chicken soup out of chicken, you know what. So, look, at a certain point, father time takes over, and Jamal Crawford has been like the best sixth man almost every year that the guy's played. But I think that at this point, asking him for big minutes and doing too much is just – It's too big of an ask. Trevor Ariza, I don't even know what's going on with him right now. He's kind of found himself on the outside looking in. Wasn't even with the team the other day. So I'm kind of wondering what's going to happen with him at this point. Look, they made a lot of bad moves. Ryan Anderson, I mean, come on, give me a break. Some of these guys are just – they're really not great basketball players. And then, the young guys – D Book and Ayton, I mean, yeah, they're good, but when everything around you isn't very good, Mike, it makes you look a little bit worse too. And it's like when everybody really good around you, you're gonna look a little bit better. I mean, so I think the truth lies somewhere in the middle, but ultimately their record is what their record is because that's a bad basketball team, and they're 3-12 for a reason. Not good coaching. Them and Cleveland are going to battle it out for the worst records in the NBA all season long, and could be another very high draft pick for the Phoenix Suns. That could be. It will be another very high draft pick for the Phoenix Suns. So, hey, I want to hit on a couple things here. So, if you ask me, I think the NBA today is a lot more about spacing, and you're talking about the Bucks and all the improvements. That's the major improvement. That and buying into Bud's system, okay? I mean, shoot a lot of three-pointers, space the floor, let Giannis control the paint, which he does a great job of, and he's either going to be able to go to the basket or he's going to find somebody on the perimeter or slashing in for a layup. But it's pretty obvious that what they've done is they've taken a lot of shooters, a lot of spacing, and they're giving Giannis a lot of options. That's my concern for Philadelphia, is that they got rid of a lot of their shooters, and now we'll see how they gel together throughout the rest of the season. You also brought up the Clippers. I mean, yeah, that's it's pretty cool to see them at 10-5. And obviously, again, it's pretty early in the season, but they're playing well at home. They've got an interesting makeup out there. I think that they're one of those teams that you're like, I don't know what their ceiling is. I don't know how much damage they're going to do, but they sure as heck are going to be fun to watch. I look at Oklahoma City, man. I think that they're poised to do something, playing pretty well with or without Russell Westbrook in the lineup. Schroeder, that's a great pickup for them, man. You know, I think the Brook Lopez.
Yes, it was.
Yeah, I think the Brook Lopez may be the best offseason acquisition that the Milwaukee Bucks made, to be quite honest with you. But Schroeder, that's another really, really good offseason acquisition that Oklahoma made, because the guy can start, the guy can come off the bench, the guy's pretty versatile, he can make shots, he finds other people, gets steals, he gets in the passing lane. So there's something that's very intriguing to me about Oklahoma City, and I feel like with Draymond and all the drama there in Golden State, will they be able to keep it together all season long? And if they don't, will they start pointing fingers? So I think there's a lot of drama to be found out in the NBA. Will the Lakers make the playoffs? I think that's a question that everybody wants to know, and at least that's where I'm at. A lot of people had them as high as second in the conference. There's no way in hell they're going to be there. I don't even know if they make the playoffs, because I think that the Western Conference is that tough, and LeBron, as great as he is, going there with this team that he has, at least with the current roster, if they don't make a trade, I see them borderline in the playoffs or just on the outside looking in, to be quite honest with you. So I think there's so much to be determined in the NBA season, and a lot's going to happen. And I just pray that nobody gets injured and everybody plays things out and we see the best of the best, and we don't have certain things happen because of a team that got injured or something along those lines, Mike.
No, I absolutely agree. I would like this to play out with the big guns making it all the way through the regular season. You got the big guns going into the playoffs. And so, you know, the teams have no excuses in terms of when they get knocked out of the playoffs. They're like, hey, look, we had our best guys. They had our best guy. They had their best guys. And we just lost to a better team kind of thinking. But you're absolutely dead on with Oklahoma City picking up Schroeder. He's Rondo 2.0. He can shoot a little better. He can handle just the same. He can run the offense when Westbrook's not in there. He can set the shooters up that are on that team, and you can even play him with Westbrook, which they have done from time to time in Oklahoma City. So it'll be interesting to see how far Oklahoma City can take this, if they can keep up the great work that they have shown so far. And, you know, if the whole thing you touched on, Golden State there and all the drama, I think Golden State's gonna just kind of work their way through this. It will be interesting, like you said, if they start losing a little bit more than they're accustomed to, does the finger pointing start to come out? So, you know, especially with a temperamental guy like Draymond and a passive aggressive guy like KD, you know, you can always have some stuff that comes out that you didn't anticipate. But, you know, the NBA is fantastic, right? I mean, it's fun to watch. And we're not even a quarter way through the season. We're talking about it like we're in March already.
That's the old slogan, man. The NBA, it's fantastic. Wow. But speaking of that fantastic, we're almost through hour number one. Keep it close, everybody. We're going to come back and wrap things up. And then hour number two, all about the NFL. Keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me. For the government. and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But The Secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517. Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
This is Bully Ray.
This is Jay Lethal.
Dalton Castle from Ring of Honor.
To tell you that Honor Club.
Honor Club is the ultimate ROH experience.
Treat yourself this holiday season and get live streaming of ROH on tour events like Honor Reign Supreme.
Also, get on-demand access to past Ring of Honor events. Out-of-print compilations.
50% off pay-per-views.
And more.
Or better yet,
go VIP. And receive every major pay-per-view for free,
including Final Battle.
Honor Club is more than a network. Skip the line for pre-sale ticket access to live events and receive 15% off at ROHProShop.com on exclusive apparel, DVDs, replica championships, and more.
Go to ROHHonorClub.com.
ROHHonorClub.com.
Or open the ROH app now. Available on all Apple and Android devices and Roku.
We are Honor Club, and honor is real.
This is Dorf on Sports.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in for the final time this hour, and then obviously hour number two, all about the NFL. And, Mike, I got to ask you, what do you think of Les Miles and the agreement to become the next Kansas football head coach? Is that big for Kansas football, yes or no?
Yeah, it's big for that program because they've been down for so long, but his offense is so boring and so unimaginative. I really don't know if it's going to work out in Kansas, but you know, you gotta lace him up and check it out though, I guess.
I mean, that's at least a name, right? And Kansas has been bad for a long, long time. Maybe he can get some recruits in there. Who the heck knows? What do you think about what happened with the Pittsburgh Steelers and obviously Le'Veon Bell?
Oh, we talked about that for weeks, man. It was headed that way for a long time. It's hard to imagine. I mean, people like you and me, you know, we would turn down $15 million or 14.8 or whatever the hell it was in terms of money, but. Pittsburgh's moving on. I think they've moved on quite a bit. They got a guy in Connor there, that James Connor, that is tearing it up and having a good season, and the players love him. So, you know, adios, Le'Veon Bell.
It just goes to show you that, you know, sometimes you can't lose your job because of an injury, right? At least that's kind of the old saying. Well, you know what? Right. You can definitely lose your job if you don't show up and you don't hold yourself accountable. And that's what really happened there. James Conner just filled in that role, filled in that gap, and was accountable. And quite honestly with you, the guy was pretty good. I know we got to take a break, which means hour number one is in the books, people. Hour number two is on the horizon. It'll be all about the NFL. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports. Weekend edition. We'll be back, everybody. Yeah, it was.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. Vice President Mike Pence, speaking at the APEC summit in New Guinea Saturday, said North Korea was the greatest threat to the Indo-Pacific.
And as the world witnessed at President Trump's historic summit with Chairman Kim in Singapore in June, our collective resolve has borne results. No more tests. No more missiles.
That even as North Korea now says it's tested a newly developed ultra-modern weapon amid faltering nuclear disarmament negotiations with the U.S. President Trump tours wildfire damage in Northern and Southern California, committing federal resources to aid recovery efforts, and saying we should be more like Finland, a forest nation.
And they spend a lot of time on raking and cleaning and doing things, and they don't have any problem. And when it is, it's a very small problem. So I know everybody's looking at that. To that end,
around 1,300 people are still missing, and at least 76 people died in the fires. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Is there a healthy option for weight loss out there? One without stimulants and no dangerous side effects? The answer is yes. That yes is with Calitrin. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hey, this was Jack from Pennsylvania, and I've been using Calitrin. In 2003, I was in a bad automobile accident. I had herniated discs, pinched nerves in my neck. I got acute degenerative disc disease. I've got arthritis in my back and arms, and the Calitrin has definitely helped. I used to go to the chiropractor at least once a week, and my other doctors quite often. The Calitrin has definitely helped me, and I definitely recommend it to anybody.
So I got the Calitrin, and I tried it and was amazed at how well it worked. I lost my stomach. I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. So it's been wonderful.
See? Calitrin is proven for weight loss and safety and has been trusted for over 20 years. Check it out at toploss.com. And while you're there, register to win a free 90-day supply. That's toploss.com.
While in Southern California touring the Woolsey fire damage, President Trump met with the mayor of Thousand Oaks and family members and survivors from the deadly bar shooting that left a dozen dead.
It's so sad to see. These are great people, great families. They're torn apart. It's a tragic. That was a tragic event.
The wildfire struck the day after the shooting. A $70 million lawsuit has been filed on behalf of seven women against Dartmouth College, alleging sexual misconduct by three of their professors. Alleged victim Anne Marie Brown tells CNN why the abuse wasn't reported earlier.
It happened in small degrees, not leaps and bounds. And I think that's really important for people to understand. It wasn't extreme right away.
The lawsuit says the professors treated women as sex objects, coercing them into drinking and making them feel as if their success depended on their willingness to go along with the alcohol-saturated culture the prominent researchers created. The professors, who are no longer on campus, deny the allegations. The lawsuit says the Ivy League school breached its duty to protect them from sexual harassment. This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Gasoline is fairly inexpensive here in the States lately, but gas prices in one European nation led to some violent protests this weekend, as we hear from USA's Chris Barnes.
More than 280,000 protesters across France rallied on Saturday in more than 2,000 individual rallies and marches, expressing anger over the President Emmanuel Macron's move to raise gasoline taxes to wean France off fossil fuels. One person died in southeastern France after being struck by a vehicle. Protesters blocking roads, storming government buildings. Department officials say dozens of people were arrested, and they noted that while they won't bar protests from happening, they also won't allow protesters to block roads and highways.
South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham tells NBC's Meet the Press he wants what's called the Mueller Protection Bill to come to the Senate floor, but isn't sure Majority Leader Mitch McConnell will do so.
He thinks it's unconstitutional. He thinks it's not necessary. Again, I helped draft the bill with Senator Booker. I think it's constitutional. I'd like to vote on it.
The legislation would protect Robert Mueller from being fired. McConnell says he doesn't believe Mueller is in any danger of that taking place. President Trump says despite reports, he's received no final intelligence assessment on who was responsible for Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi's death.
They haven't assessed anything yet. It's too early. It was a very premature report, but that's possible. We're going to see, but we're going to have a report on Tuesday, and it'll be very complete.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace from Doctor Approved Medical at little to no cost. Many people are now using our brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and feel relief that they haven't had in years. Don't let your back pain get worse. Call 800-507-1148. Call now and get free shipping plus a free, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Here comes the decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right. The World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning to some of you. Good afternoon to others. Welcome in. We are the hottest sports variety program all over the globe. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. So much to get into in the NFL, whether or not the Browns are truly eyeing Condoleezza Rice for the head coaching job. The Steelers and Le'Veon Bell allegedly made a late push for a deal to get done. The Jags are likely to consider trading this Ramsey character. Jackson, that's right. Jackson is set to start as Joe Flacco is out. So much to talk about in the NFL. Mike Wilson, glad to be doing it with you, my friend. Wow, that's a lot to just take in and digest, but this is the NFL today, my friend.
Yes, it is. It is the NFL today. And I'm just going to tell you right up front, this whole Condi Rice thing just smells like a publicity stunt to me. I mean, she can come in for an interview. It doesn't mean she's going to get hired. But it just smells like a publicity stunt to me.
Yeah, I mean, wow. This is just a wild, wild, wacky world in which we live. And yes, the NFL is just that crazy too, but I know I hear the music. We're just getting warmed up. A lot to get into. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Watching the game? Think you know what's going to happen next? Well, it's about time you got paid for being right. Introducing WinView, the number one live TV sports prediction platform. Answer props during the game while competing against your friends and other fans, and you can win cash. Head to predictsports.tv to start playing now. And check out the weekly $10,000 Monday Night Football main event. That's PredictSports.tv. Watch, predict, win at PredictSports.tv.
Looking for the next great crowdfunding opportunity? Check out PondHop, the rewards marketing engagement program for small to medium-sized businesses. Currently funding on Kickstarter, this is a great chance to get in at the start of an innovative way to use social media to grow your business. Co-founded by one of Facebook's founding engineers, PondHop uses a unique point system to give business owners a fun way to reward their loyal clients and customers. To learn more and to make a pledge, head to Kickstarter and search for PondHop, revolutionizing rewards for consumers and businesses. PondHop.
Attention business owners. Now is the perfect time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. We can give you packages with up to 90 great channels and save your business a ton of cash. And if you call right now, you can learn how to get free equipment and free installation. Now you have choices. It's time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. And call today and get 90 channels plus free equipment and free installation. Smart business owners like you all across the country are consolidating and saving money on their cable TV, internet, and phone service for their business. So now's the perfect time. This may be a limited time offer to the first 100 people that call right now. So please save money and call now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113. It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
There's glory in the legends of this hard muscle life, and there's poetry in each season made of sweat and strife. Winds whisper of high hopes. Victory is in the skies. A season awaits with glory in her eyes. One joins with many on summer's green field. Time to strive, to dare, for all not to yield.
Breeze in the shotgun, two receivers to either side. He empties the backfield as Mark Ingram splits out wide to the left. Breeze drops back, throws down the slot. Mike Thomas in stride. He's to the 30. He's to the 20. To the 10. Touchdown. Mike Thomas, 72 yards. And the Saints strike a hole in the hearts of the Rams in the fourth.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in. Speaking of the Saints, wow, what a great game, or potentially a great game, but I think the other team is struggling too much, and the Saints will probably wind up pulling away in this one. And I'm talking about the Eagles and the Saints matchup, which will be happening later on today. And you know what? That Michael Thomas kid is fantastic. And Drew Brees, maybe that's his favorite target at this point, to be quite honest with you. The guy... those two guys seem to hook up quite often, to be honest. But get at us. Let's talk about the NFL. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. You can always check out the website, too. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. Mike, before we get into some more stuff, I'm just going to run through the games real quickly. Cowboys and Falcons play today. That's a big game because – both those teams are 4-5. Got to keep yourself at least in the mix of the playoff hunt. Panthers and Lions. I think Carolina should be able to take care of business there. Titans playing the Colts. Titans, they've kind of started to figure things out. Last week I told you they'd beat the Patriots. You didn't think it would happen. They did. They took good care of them. Buccaneers and Giants. That's not really a very fun one to watch, I don't think. Texans and Redskins will be going at it. Steelers and Jaguars. And I think the disappointing part of this is I think that maybe when you look at this on the schedules, you're thinking at the beginning of the year, this is one of those matchups that could be an AFC championship-like matchup, but not the case, at least for the Jaguars so far. They're going to really have to turn things around. Bengals and Ravens, they'll be going at it. And like I said, Lamar Jackson will be getting the start there. So interesting to see how he will play. That's a big game for them, big game for the Bengals. Raiders and Cardinals, man, oh, man, you want to talk about a bad football game. That's it right there. That's the winner. Ding, 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 ding on the bingo card. Cardinals and Raiders, worst football game of the day. Broncos, Chargers, Eagles, and Saints, like I said. The Sunday nighter could be an interesting one with the Vikings and the Bears. And then this has already happened. Seahawks played the Packers, beat them 27-24. And we'll talk about that real quickly, but the Chiefs and the Rams, that's the Monday nighter. So really excited to see that. And then on the bye is the Bills, Browns, Dolphins, Patriots, Jets, and the 49ers. Real quickly, I want to touch on Seahawks and Packers with you. Seahawks, they got the victory, but I really think that coaching, you can make an argument that at times coaching doesn't matter, but at certain times you can make an argument that coaching really does matter. And in the case of what happened with the Packers and Seahawks, the coaching was awful. You have what many think is the best player on the planet right now with Aaron Rodgers. You have a fourth down and two, and you have a little bit over 4 minutes left in the game. If Seattle gets the ball back, there's a fear that you're not going to be able to get the ball back because they'll just be able to run the clock out. Packers only had one timeout at that point, too, Mike Wilson. So my question is to you, how in the world does Mike McCarthy not give the ball to Aaron Rodgers? I don't care where the ball is on the field. Knowing that you may have a chance of not getting the ball back because the other team will be able to run the clock out, how in the world do you not go for it on fourth down and two and give the ball to the guy who you think might be the best player on the planet?
You asked the $64 question of the week. I was shocked when I saw that. I'm like, how are you not going for it right here? And for the exact same reasons that you just mapped out. I mean, you got arguably the most athletic quarterback and skilled quarterback in the NFL right now. You got to go 6 feet. You're telling me that Aaron Rodgers can't go 6 feet, hand the ball off or some kind of, you know, quarterback right up the middle kind of deal, or just a quick slant or something. It showed that, you know, maybe McCarthy, and you would know this better than I am because you follow the Packers like religion. So do you think McCarthy was overthinking it? Because that just immediately popped into my head. I go, there's nothing to think about here.
Well,
Aaron Rodgers the ball and let him do his thing.
Well, and not only that, I mean, let's face it, Seattle was going up and down the field. I mean, they put up 27
right.
points. They're marching up and down. And I know a lot of the damage really happened in the first half, and then obviously in the fourth quarters when Russell Wilson really made his mark. But truth be told, you know, they were giving up a lot of yardage. The rushing attack for Seattle was pretty strong. And then Russell Wilson, again, made plays when he had to make plays. So I think McCarthy's days are numbered. I think if they could, they'd fire him during the season. But ultimately, another season of not making the playoffs, there's no way that he's the coach next season. So this is disappointing. This is beyond disappointing. Again, we're talking about an organization that's had two of the greatest quarterbacks to play this game in the past 25 years, and we've got two championships to talk about. That's a problem, Mike Wilson. So ultimately, the Packers are underachieving, and you can only give so many excuses, and a lot of the years it was warranted because they'd have so many injuries to key guys, but there's too much talent on this roster for them to be 4-5-1 and outside the playoffs looking in. So this doesn't fit well. This isn't good in Green Bay. I know that there's a lot of rumbling going on there from my sources back in Wisconsin telling me that there's definitely going to be a price to pay this year around if the Packers don't make the playoffs. And if they do make the playoffs, they've got to get to the NFC Championship game is at least what I've heard. So doesn't look good for Mike McCarthy being the future coach for the Green Bay Packers after this season.
Let me ask you this obvious question then. You get rid of McCarthy, who are you going after?
I don't know.
Who would you be willing to spend some top dollar money to get to be the head coach?
I don't know. Again, right now that question is a tough one to answer because there's still a lot of football to be played and we don't know who else is going to wind up losing their job at this point. But I would say this, I want a guy that has a little more guts. I want a guy that knows that when you have a player of this caliber, that you're sitting back and you're wasting a lot of his talent by not just having more success. And there's something that's a common denominator here, and it's the fact that Mike McCarthy is very conservative. Late in ball games, the play calling has always been questioned. Offensively, there's something wrong when things should be very right. When you look at a lot of the skill positions and a lot of the pieces that they have to this puzzle, Mike Wilson. So ultimately, look, somebody's got to pay the price. And unfortunately, I think this is something that's long overdue. Mike McCarthy is probably going to get fired, and it probably should have happened many, many years ago. I know the music is playing, so we got to take another quick pause for the cause. We're going to do that. We're going to continue talking about the NFL. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right,
Call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Cam Newton goes under center. McCaffrey, the lone setback in a 7-7 game. McCaffrey gets a fake. Big rush. He's in his end zone, and he throws the ball. It's going to be intercepted with that football running to the goal line for a touchdown. And that is Vince Williams on that wounded duck, thanks to great pressure on the play.
Second and 10 as Cooper just looks on.
Wide-open touchdown, Allen Hurts.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Welcome back, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. Dorf on Sports, weekend edition. Get at us, 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports, Dorf Online. Check out the website, too. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. How big of a problem is it that Lamar Jackson will be getting the start? Do you think the guy's ready, Mike Wilson?
I don't think he's ready. But, I mean, you got to go with who you got, and he's who they got. And let's see if Lamar can live up to some of the potential that he certainly has. But he's not a finished product by any stretch, so he's going to need a lot of help today.
They've also got Robert Griffith Jr. the third. So, I mean, I don't know. I mean, they're picking Lamar because they probably think that, you know what, this is the future of their franchise at the end of the day.
Right.
So you might as well throw this guy out there and not Robert Griffin III. So I don't know. I mean, I think that they do have options, and you know what, this is the option that they feel most comfortable with. But truth be told, you know, I think it's going to be a good game, man. Bengals are going to come in. They need a win. So ultimately,
they both do.
Yeah, I think this is a dogfight, man. I think that's going to be a fun game to watch, to be honest with you.
No, it will be a fun game to watch, and it's an in-division game. So there's a lot riding on this game for both these teams. So, yeah, it's going to certainly be a dogfight. I think Minnesota-Chicago, I think that has potential to be a dogfight as well. What do you think?
Absolutely, 100%. You know, I mean, the Bears are better than people thought. Let's give them a little bit of credit. Trubisky is making the progress that he should be making. Their running game is pretty solid. Wide receivers are big and strong. Defensively, we know that whenever you bring Khalil Mack in, you're a lot better. And I think that's what's been down a little bit for the Minnesota Vikings is their defense. Just did you know this, by the way, Joe Flacco? Obviously is out with the hip injury. Surgery, I think, is coming. But only the seventh game that Joe Flacco has missed in his 11-year career. And the first, I believe, since leaving when he tore his knee ligament in November of 2015. So that's look, the guy's a warrior. The guy plays probably even when he's a little bit banged up, but just too much going on, and that's going to open the door, and let's see what Lamar Jackson can do in his first NFL start. I think a guy that might be, maybe could give him some advice would be Josh Rosen, because, you know, he wound up getting his first start, and you know what, didn't go so well, and I think that's what you can expect more often than not. Hey, let me ask you about the Titans real quickly. What do you think of them, man? Have they figured things out a little bit? Nice victory for them over the Patriots a week ago. you have the Colts on your schedule. You got to be feeling pretty good about that. But at the same time, how in the world are the Colts favored? So I don't know. I mean, are the Titans an up and down team, or are they as good as they were against the Patriots? And is that what we can expect from them for the rest of the way, Mike?
Yeah, that's a good question with the Titans. You would think that they have figured it out, but I mean, even if you figured it out, I mean, you take a look at what their record is. They're only 5-4. So if they had figured, you know, if they've truly figured this out, they should today get to 6-4. I don't know why the Colts would be the favorite in this game. Other than, where's the game at? Is it in Indianapolis?
Yes.
I don't know if it's, okay, yes. So it's in Indianapolis. I could see them being the favorite with a healthy Luck and being in the dome there in Indy. But I think Tennessee comes to play. I think that win over the Patriots can certainly be a season changer for them in terms of beating, you know, Tom Brady and Belichick. And you know, they're still behind your favorite and my favorite in the Texans. They're still a game behind those guys. And so they got to keep pace. And the Colts have to keep pace. I mean, this is an in-division game. So there's a lot of repercussions that can come from this game in terms of who goes on to the playoffs and who is going to start thinking about who they're going to draft.
With that being said, the Titans play the Colts. And like you said, they are a game behind the Texans, who are 6-3. Titans are 5-4. But I would say that the Texans have the more difficult game going on the road to play at FedEx Field against the Washington Redskins, who, let's be honest, have been somewhat surprising the way that they've played. Alex Smith has obviously played well, and Adrian Peterson has somehow been able to turn the clock back a little bit and give them a really solid running game. So I almost say advantage Titans, at least for this particular Sunday, because of the matchup that the Texans have against the Redskins on the road. I'll take the Titans road game over the Texans road game any day.
Oh, absolutely. You'd rather go into Indianapolis any day than play, you know, the Redskins, in D.C. right now. So, yeah, absolutely. The Texans have the tougher game on the road. But, you know, hey, look, once again, you got to lace them up and play, man.
Yeah.
So, you know, you and I make our decisions, and sometimes we look at it and we're like, oh, wow, we were way off on that. I mean, all you got to do is look at Buffalo and Minnesota earlier in the year, man. And you know, you think one team is going to just, you know, run the table, or, you know, they should win this road game, and then they get just jack stomped in the actual game itself. So it's going to be an interesting Sunday, to say the least, with some of these games. But, you know, hey, let's face it, everybody is looking forward to that Monday night game between Kansas City and the Rams, man. I think there can be a ton of points. That's going to be like a video game tomorrow night, man.
Yeah. And he's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. You can always get at us, 1-800-878-7529. You can hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, it would be Pigskin Opinion. For me, it would be Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Check out the website, too. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. All right, so let me ask you about a couple of underachievers. What's going on with the Falcons? I mean, that roster, you would think that they should be better than the 4-5 that they are. So address that situation. What's going wrong with the Atlanta Falcons?
Boy, you know what? That is a tough question in terms of what's going wrong. I don't think to me, there's been some injuries, and injuries are the great kind of equalizer. But, you know, you got to put some of this on Matty Ice, not performing the way that people expect him to perform in some of these games. And, you know, it's hard to explain why teams that you and I think, or any other sports radio people think, don't perform well. I mean, do you put some of this on the coach? of Atlanta? Do you put it all on Matty Ice? Do you lay it, you know, with injuries and players just not playing up to their potential? So I don't know. I mean, I think it's a combination of things. It certainly can be a combination of things, but I don't know if you can pin it on any one thing. I mean, what do you think with Atlanta?
Well, I think it's a combination. I think you hit on all of the factors, obviously. Look, obviously, key running back out for them for much of the season in Freeman. And then their defense hasn't been making plays the way that they were making plays when they were making their runs. So they were getting better linebacker play. They were getting pressure on the quarterbacks of opposing teams. And the offense was much sharper. I don't know what's wrong on that end, to be quite honest with you, other than the fact that they're playing musical running backs. But the wide receiver core is the wide receiver core, you know. And then you add Calvin Ridley to the mix that you already had with Julio and the other kids that they have running out there for them at wide receiver. To me, that's the biggest mystery, is that the offense – you would think that it would just continue to click and have more cylinders. So somewhat shocking. I think it's a combination. I think you hit on the nail right on the head. Hey, real quickly, Jaguars, what's up with them? 3-6. This is a team that was in the AFC Championship game. You know, they were talking smack throughout the offseason about how good they are. What happened here? What went wrong?
Well, a couple of things. I mean, there's been a couple of players that left off of last year's defense. A couple of players, I know one went to the Rams, so there's not as much defense. I think Jalen Ramsey did a little too much talking. And I don't, you know, there are reports about him probably being on the trading block in the offseason. Blake Bortles, I mean, who really trusts him to lead a team? So, you know, I think they drank a little much of their own Kool-Aid. Fournette's been out for a number of games as well. And,
yeah,
you know, they went from being the bully in the AFC to, you know, they're not going to make the playoffs this year.
I feel you. All right. We got to take a quick pause for the cause. We're going to do that. We're going to come back with what we think is going to happen in the games on this particular Sunday. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Where do you want to go on a vacation or honeymoon? The Caribbean, Europe, Hawaii, Mexico? How about Disney or a cruise? At Superior Cruise and Travel, we've got you covered. We'll assign you your own travel concierge. They'll help you design a custom vacation plan that you can't find online. And the service is completely free. You can't compare the value of this to any other online travel company. We can help you plan a custom vacation anywhere in the world. We even offer payment plans with no credit card required. Now you pay off your vacation on your time schedule. Call now and mention the promo code RADIO and save up to $500. Book your custom trip. Call Superior Cruise and Travel now and talk to one of the highest-rated travel agencies in the country with a 5-star A-plus online rating.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
Each new Sunday meant a brand new challenge, rich with new opportunities. A time for achievement, a time for purpose, a time for glory.
Ryan goes under center. Coleman is the lone setback. Ryan, a quick throw. This is Jones, and he is in for the Atlanta touchdown. A quick throw from Ryan, just rose up from under center and dumped it to Julio Jones, who then barreled into the end zone.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Welcome back in, everybody. Andy Dorf, Mike Wilson, getting you through another Dorf on Sports weekend edition. Get at us. Let's talk. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter for Mike Pigskin Opinion. For me, Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Check out the website, too. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. Hey, and by the way, again, you can always catch me late night doing the NFL Rewind on Sports Overnight America, and that starts at 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, taking you through the wee hours of the night. We discuss the action that obviously happened throughout the day. We look forward to the Monday night, and like Mike has been saying throughout the show, the Monday nighter this week is definitely worth the wait. Chiefs and Rams, both teams at 9-1, should be a real, real exciting game to look forward to. But as we do, we got to get through all of the games on the docket, Mike. Falcons, Cowboys going at it. We talked about them just a moment ago, a little bit underachieving. This is a good opportunity for them to play well against a team that's also down a little bit in the Dallas Cowboys. I like the Atlanta Falcons at home at the Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta, Georgia. I think they figure out a way to get it done against the Cowboys, who have struggled offensively. Ezekiel Elliott, not the same. The offensive line, not the same. Dak Prescott is average at best. I would absolutely go with Matty Ice in this particular battle. I like the Falcons at home.
Oh, yeah. Falcons all day at the Superdome. Not the Superdome, but the Mercedes-Benz dome there in Atlanta. I trust Matty Ice a lot more than I do Dak. So, Atlanta.
Ford Field, Detroit, Michigan. You got the Lions, who've been up and down and more down than up. You got the Panthers, who've been more up than down, with opposite records, literally 6-3 for the Panthers, 3-6 for the Lions. Panthers are coming off of a loss. However, I think that they're just a better football team. I think it's a tough one, but I think they figure out a way to get it done against the Lions. I like the Panthers on the road.
So do I. I like the Panthers. Christian McCaffrey, you know I'm a big fan of his and what he can do. He's had a real solid season. I think the solid season continues in Carolina by double digits.
Titans and Colts, we talked a little bit about this one. It's Lucas Oil Stadium there in Indianapolis in Indiana. Colts struggled all season long. Andrew Luck is back, however, which is a good sight for them. Titans coming in after a nice win against the Patriots. A little bit of momentum on their side. I think they keep it rolling. I think they get the victory, and they keep things very interesting with them and the Texans in that division. So I'm going to go with the Titans on the road.
You know what? I'm going to deviate from your plan. I'm going to go with the Colts with the slight upset at home. I think Andrew Luck throws for a ton of yards, and the Colts get it done.
Well, it's not an upset when they're the favorite. But in your mind, I understand how you can see it being an upset. And we'll let you run with that. But just so you know, when you deviated from me, just so you know, hey, when you deviated from me last week, that's where you went off. Because you took the Patriots. I took the Titans. There were several that when you deviated from the Dorfman, Dorfman was right. Mike Wilson was wrong. But that's okay, man. It happens. Someone's got to be right. Someone's got to be wrong. Buccaneers and Giants. I'm going to go with the Buccaneers here, man. I think you're talking about two teams not playing for very much. But with that being said, I just think the Buccaneers are a little bit better than the Giants at this point. So I'm going to go Buccaneers on the road.
Yeah, I'm going to get back on the dwarf train here, and I'm going to go with Tampa Bay. Look, I mean, the Giants are just hot garbage right now. And I think, like you said, Tampa Bay has just slightly better talent, and I'm going to go with the Bucs.
One of the better games of the day, two division leaders, Texans playing the Redskins on the road. Obviously, they're in Landover, Maryland. They're going to be playing them at FedEx Field. The Redskins, they struggled at home, which is kind of bizarre. They're a better team on the road. I think their players have even said, you know, they get booed and they're not as comfortable at home as they are on the road. So kind of interesting. I'll be real, real interested to see how the fans go out there and how much support they give them. I think they'll give them a ton, to be quite honest with you, and try to make them feel as warm and as comfortable as they possibly can at home. I think the Texans are just fun to watch. I'm a huge Deshaun Watson fan. So with that being said, I'm going to say the Texans on the road, they get it done. However, I'm going to tell you that, like I said, Redskins have been struggling. I feel like the fans are going to give them an extra boost, and this could be a tough game for the Texans to win on the road. But I'm going to take the Texans just on a hunch.
No, I'm going to go with the Texans as well. I'm a Deshaun Watson fan as well. They're, like you said, they're fun to watch, and they're just one of those young teams that are just – I think they're about another year away from popping. And the Redskins, yeah, man, you made it sound like the Redskins got to get a big group hug going and sing a little kumbaya so they feel better about themselves in Washington. But I think the Texans come out of this with a, 3-6 point victory.
Steelers and Jaguars, again, I think we probably thought that this would be a marquee matchup. Steelers figured things out. They've moved on from the Le'Veon Bell era, and now it's the James Conner time. And he's performed extremely well. Now has double digits in rushing TDs for them. He's carried the ball a lot of times. He's a workhorse. He's shown that he can do it. Big Ben seems to be playing a little bit better here the last few weeks. Jaguars are struggling. This seems like a game where the Steelers keep things rolling, but you've always got to be a little cautious and concerned when you're going on the road, especially against a team that is definitely on the outside looking in, and they probably feel like they should be better. I think there's a dogfight, but I'm going to go Steelers on the road. I just feel like they're clicking right now.
Yeah, the Steelers are clicking. Connor has found, he's kind of been in this groove all year. The offensive line loves this kid. Ben's getting better protection. The wide receivers are making plays. The defense is actually making plays, and that's the big thing with Pittsburgh. But you're exactly right with Jacksonville. A wounded team, a team that's kind of backed into a corner a little bit. The desperate team's going to do desperate things to try and win this game. So I think this is going to be a close game.
Bengals and Ravens
comes out on the, yeah.
All right, I got you. Bengals and Ravens. Again, we talked about this. Lamar Jackson getting his first opportunity to start in the NFL, always a challenge. The cool thing is excuse me, he's getting to do it at home. Mike Wilson doesn't have to do it on the road for his first time. Should be a little bit helpful. However, with that being said, the Bengals, they're going to be hungry. They need this game too. I think this is just one of those games that could be one of the better games all day long. I'm going to go with the Ravens just because they're playing at home, and again, I'm a fan of Deshaun Watson. I'm also a fan of Lamar Jackson. So I hope this kid does well. I hope the Ravens pull it out at home.
Yeah, I'm rooting for the Ravens in this one. I think it's going to be an absolute just bare-knuckled fight the whole game. It's in division. The Ravens are a game behind the Bengals, I believe, or vice versa. But so this game means a lot for both these teams. But since Baltimore's at home, I'm going to give Baltimore the edge in this one as well.
All right, real quickly, I don't want to spend a lot of time on this one. Cardinals and Raiders, really, really bad matchup. Two terrible teams. Raiders cashed it in long ago. Cardinals should have cashed it in. However, someone's got to win this game. I'm going to take the Raiders. I'm not going to take the Raiders. I'm going to take Cardinals at home. I think they beat the Raiders, like I said, because the Raiders have really cashed it in big time.
Yeah, this is what tanking looks like in the NFL here. With the Raiders, and I think Arizona just takes care of business today and wins by double digits.
Broncos and Chargers, man. I like the Chargers. They got to keep winning. So I think they get it done against the Broncos, who are another team that's struggling. Case Keenum went there, and not the same type of magic that he had with the Minnesota Vikings last season. So I'm taking Chargers at home.
Yeah, me too. I'll roll with the Chargers. I don't know if I'm totally on the bandwagon with them being a threat to the Chiefs and whoever else in the AFC, but I'll take the Chargers today.
Eagles and Saints, man. I think this is a game where the Eagles really get themselves in a tough pickle, being at 4-6 after the action when they lose to the Saints, who are playing just tremendous football. And at home, extremely tough to beat them. So I like the Saints getting it done at home against the Eagles. And the Eagles may be on the outside looking in for sure after today's game, as they are the defending Super Bowl champions.
Yeah, I got New Orleans all day. You put those guys in the Superdome, and you put Drew Brees back there with the weapons that he has. I mean, this could be a runaway game. So I got the Saints all day in this game.
Vikings and Bears going at it in Soldier Field, Chicago, Illinois. 36 degrees when that thing will kick off. You have an indoor team going to an outdoor situation. Bears have overachieved. This is how the Vikings could show that, you know, that they're the team to beat. Who gets it done, Bears or Vikings, Mike?
Trubisky and the Bears get it done today in Soldier, or tonight at Soldier Field. So I just see Mitchell having a good game, and that defense for Chicago just stepping up to the challenge and shutting the Vikings down.
Yeah, the Vikings defense hasn't been that great, so I can see the Bears having some success running the ball and then making some big plays in the passing game as well. So I'm going to roll with you, man. I'm going to say the Bears. Hey, real quickly, let's get it in, man. Chiefs and Rams Monday night. Couldn't have asked for a better matchup. Both teams 9-1, 4-1 on the road. Chiefs 5-0 at home for the Rams so far during the season. This is going to be a game where whoever has the ball last, in my humble opinion, I think wins this game. And I'm going to lean toward the Chiefs to get it done, because I just think that Patrick Mahomes has been so dynamic this season, and they're just a handful. So I'm going to lean toward the Chiefs, but I could see the Rams winning at home. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah. So we're sitting on the fence. No. I'm going to roll with Mahomes as well. He's just been so fun to watch. With his kind of brand of backyard football. And I think the matchup between the two head coaches, you got the old guy in Reed, you got the young guy there with the Rams. That's going to be an interesting matchup, how they match wits. But I got Kansas City by about a field goal in Los Angeles.
Yeah, and the experts have the Rams favored by 3.5. So you're not off too far with that prediction. It's they have it tight, man. Anyways. Wow, we made it through all of the action, including the Monday Nighter, which means we're going to come back with our parting shots, as we always do. But NFL football, I don't think it gets much better than that, people. Keep it close. One final segment, like I said, parting shot time from Mike Wilson and Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back, everybody.
Here it is, third and one. Mariota, he's just going to go ahead and go right in himself.
This is Dorf on Sports.
This is Bully Ray.
This is Jay Lethal.
Dalton Castle from Ring of Honor.
To tell you that Honor Club.
Honor Club is the ultimate ROH experience.
Treat yourself this holiday season and get live streaming of ROH on tour events like Honor Reigns Supreme.
Also, get on-demand access to past Ring of Honor events. Out-of-print compilations.
50% off pay-per-views.
And more.
Or better yet,
go VIP and receive every major pay-per-view for free,
including Final Battle.
Honor Club is more than a network. Skip the line for pre-sale ticket access to live events and receive 15% off at ROHProShop.com on exclusive apparel, DVDs, replica championships, and more.
Go to ROHHonorClub.com.
ROHHonorClub.com.
Or open the ROH app now. Available on all Apple and Android devices and Roku.
We are Honor Club, and honor is real.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in for the final time today. The show has absolutely flown by, which it always does when I'm talking to Mike Wilson about sports in general. However, again, you can catch me late night doing the NFL Rewind on Sports Overnight America. Starts at 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. But you can always catch us live here on Sunday mornings as well, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, doing the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with my man Mike Wilson. And at this time, each and every week, we do some parting shots. So, Mike, you're up, my friend. Go ahead.
Well, you know, every once in a while, life and sports kind of intersect a little bit, certainly over the past couple of weeks with the wildfires in California. Has intersected and affected some sports games. The big game between Stanford and Cal has been postponed till December 1st because of air quality. And I just want to just say, hey, for all those people up there, keep the faith and stick with it, man, and you'll get through this.
Yeah, good parting shot, Mike Wilson. Obviously, thoughts, prayers are with those people there in California. And obviously, The numbers of people that they can't find are excruciatingly growing, and obviously people have been killed in those fires too. So hearts, prayers, thoughts are obviously with all those people. My parting shot is, wow, man, can you believe we are in week 11 of the NFL? This NFL season seems like it has gone quicker than most, and I find myself saying that probably just about every year, but truth be told, holy cow, the NFL season seems like it has just flown by. So just enjoy it, man. The ride is almost over, people. And speaking of that, this ride today is over. So for Mike Wilson, for Scott, I'm Andy Dorf saying peace. We'll talk to you next week right here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Have a great day, everybody.
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
May we do it again sometime?
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. The next time.